The founder of StoryCorps, David Isay, is out with a new book suited to Valentine's Day. The book, All There Is, features some of the best love stories the Oral History Project has collected. And this morning, we hear one. It takes us back to Brooklyn in the late 1950s. Jay McKnight and his friends spent summer evenings then outside singing a cappella. One night, Jay caught the ear of a girl named Andrea.
We heard these voices, the guys singing on the corner. And this tall, dark fella was singing. He had these shades on. I was like, look at this guy. Voice was fabulous. And young as I was at the time, I think I was, 14? I said, nah, he's not even going to take notice of me.
I was 18 going on 19 years of age. I looked at a friend of mine who I was singing with. And I says, I'm going to marry her. You know what he told me? You're going to jail. She's too young. I said, no, I'm really going to marry her. So one day she was by herself. I said, I'm going to talk to her now. As a young guy, you drop your voice
just
on her.
Just trying to impress.
Yeah, I says, hi, how you doing? Like that, you know, that's to
which
impress.
Made me nervous.
Yeah, which to impress.
You remember the thing that impressed me about you? We were on the bus coming from the movies, and it started thundering and poured down rain. Getting off the bus, there was a puddle, and you took your shirt off.
Yeah.
And laid it down. I was finished. Yeah. Finished. You hear?
We actually wanted to get married, but everybody in her family wanted to kill me. So our parents got together and talked.
It was a talk and a half.
It was.
You had to come and speak to my grandmother.
I was scared, and she was terrified. But we did get married.
We did.
I was no bed of roses to live with because I'm an entertainer. There's a lot of temptation out there when you sing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. But I used to tell them, when you get as pretty as my wife, then we'll talk.
Why do you think that we lasted as long as we did?
We like the same things. Cowboy movies, we're crazy about them. That's the reason why things could get along so well, because we have a lot in common.
No, seriously.
I think it's because we grew up together.
Did you ever think that we would grow old together?
I never thought I would ever grow old.
Okay.
That's to start off with. People look at it sometimes and say, y'all still holding hands. Uh-huh. That's right.
Our children say that to us.
Yeah. But no other woman in the world ever moved me. And I'll always love you no matter what.
That's Jay and Andrea McKnight in Brooklyn. Their story is among those featured in a new collection by David Isay called All There Is, Love Stories from StoryCorps. You can hear more of them at 3 this afternoon when David Isay joins Radio Boston.